Good morning, 8:38 here on the Mighty 690 as we go through a Thursday edition of the program, and as we do it this time, time for an update from Coffeeville's Reawakening. And joining us, we have Sam Kudrick in studio. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm doing great.
Hey, good to have you here.
Yeah, so, thanks for having us.
Yeah, lots of stuff as we, you know, go and continue on through December, but wanted to have just a little bit of a recap to start us off on how Christmas in the Plaza went.
Yeah, so it was a great event. I hope everyone got to come out for it. Starting off with the parade, I know, I'm sure you guys have talked about, I mean, it was such a great parade. Hour-long, yes. Like, it's just, the Chamber does a great job organizing that, so thank you to those ladies that make that happen. So parade was wonderful, and then we kicked off the vendors that night. So we had craft vendors Friday evening, and then Saturday we had the craft vendors and the food trucks, which was great. I don't know about you guys, but I love when I come downtown and it's so hard to find a parking spot. I know most people are like, oh, this is so annoying, right? But I love it. You turn the corner, you're just like, there's nowhere to park. And I think that's what everyone dreams their downtown to be like. Just people in it, the community, enjoying a spot together. So I love it.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite things.
Well, and that is kind of it's a good problem to have at times. And,
yes.
You know, we do have those several big parking lots.
We do.
That, you know, you can park and walk just a little bit.
So yeah. I parked in a big one. It was still full. So mm-hmm. I love seeing that. I think it's great.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to Dr. Wiggins. They did their music performance on Saturday as well with the Christmas stuff. So that was great. And then also, it was great to see all the downtown businesses that have decorated for Christmas. I know that a lot of them always do, but it just seemed like extra decorations this year, which I think is just so fun for people to come. And, you know, if you haven't been downtown, I really encourage you in the evening time, drive downtown and just enjoy some of the businesses that are lit up in the area. That's just really nice looking.
Yeah, well, now we got our new roof. I put the lights on the front here, so
oh,
you'll have
good.
To pay
yes.
attention to the zigzaggy lights
I,
on the front.
I love your little candy, the bowls. You
yeah.
guys could, those are cool.
Yeah, no, Teen Always and and Dawn and everyone, they do a good job at doing the front window.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, it looks really great downtown. A lot of effort, which it does go a long way. I know Candy was in here yesterday. I don't know if they had announced yet, but Nichols Hitching Post did win the business. They were doing a contest for decorations, and I know they announced yesterday that Nichols did win that. So
okay.
congratulations to Nichols Hitching Post.
Well, that is great, and they got the Christmas trees up in the second story too, which looked really good.
Yeah. You know, you drive by and it looks really nice, but if you go up to the building, you'll notice like they have like this huge like village, like little Christmas village.
Oh, in the window.
In the window, which is awesome.
Nice.
They have, you know, tons of stuff outside, but then also their little area, they have these really nice looking doors that it's just like their storage area, but they've decorated it, so it does look really nice. So get out there, check out Nichols Hitching Post, and congratulate them for winning the contest.
That's great.
Okay, so I think I'm going to go ahead and dive into the candlelit tours at the Brown Mansion. So we're really excited about this year. The mansion looks so good. So we hope that you guys are all planning to go check out the mansion. This Friday is the first tour. So we have, I'm going to list off the dates real quick. So we have December 8th and 9th, so this Friday and Saturday. We have next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which is the 15th, the 16th, and the 17th. And then we have the next Friday, Saturday, which is December 22nd and the 23rd. So what we do is we have three time slots on each of those days. So you can do the 5:30 tour, the 6:30 tour, or the 7:30 tour. And to get those tickets, you can go to CoffeevilleHistory.com, or the Dalton Defender Museum sells tickets as well. So you can go in there and purchase your ticket. It's $10 a person, and two and under are free. So I will say that the time slots are limited. So we have 100 visitor per hour. Which, you know, in the past, pre-COVID, right, everything's kind of changed from there. We did. It was just kind of like you bought your ticket and you went, which, I mean, there were times it was just a little bit hard to manage. And it's just you couldn't really enjoy it as much. So even though it limits it a little bit, we love it's a better, I guess, experience for our visitors. So I think it's great. But just, you know, keep that in mind that they are limited. So if you're really want a specific day and time, I really encourage you to get those tickets as soon as you can. So so all the donations that they receive that day go to the restoration and the maintenance of the Brown Mansion. So really great projects going on. I know right now they are trying to finish up raising some funds to get a new roof on the mansion, which, as you can imagine, it's a large roof.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, for years they've tried to patch it and do different things, and They are at a point where they have to, it has to be redone. You know, and that's just part of owning things, right? But, you know, they're working really hard to raise funds for that. I know their match day funds, they were raising funds for that specifically. So they just, they're almost there, but they're, you know, have a little bit more money to raise for that. So, you know, that will help with that project. I do want to give a shout out to Marlon and Darla Thornburg. They are like the head honchos of this project, right? So they make this happen. Darla teaches at the college, so she couldn't be here this morning. But, I mean, it's a year thing, right? I mean, she is continuously doing stuff for this. We have over 150 volunteers, which is crazy. And, you know, managing that many volunteers is a lot of work. So thank you to her. And we call Marlon. He's our safety committee.
Okay.
So Marlon goes around and makes sure we're not plugging things in, too many things in. And he makes sure that place is good anytime we need anything. So shout out to Marlon because he's a really good sport for us when we're like, hey, we want to do this and that. And he just kind of is like, okay, we'll make it work.
Yeah.
So, shout out to him.
Seen him helping out with the tours and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Too, you know, that's good.
Yeah. So they put a lot of hours there. So we appreciate them. But yeah, so over 150 people, which is just, it's amazing. It's great to see all those people involved. If you haven't been by the mansion, the outside looks really awesome. So even if, you know, if you can't make a tour, I do suggest, you know, drive up and just at least look at the outside because there's some really great decorations outside. James and Kim Helkenberg, Brandon Helkenberg and Kendall Garten, they're kind of the main people that organize that. And then they have a lot of people like Taylor Crane, I know, donated a lift for them to use to hang the lights. Carrie Wolf, CVR employees, Rod Larimore, Coffeeville's Kiwanis, Coffeeville American Legion Riders, and the Keystone Masonic Lodge. So those are all people that have helped with the outside stuff. So we really appreciate them because it just looks really nice when you, you know, even when you're driving along the road, but pulling up to the mansion looks really nice. So we had Marlon count, and he was saying he thinks we have about 120 Christmas trees inside.
Okay.
About 120, wow. Which is, you know, really fun, and it just makes for, it's kind of fun to go. So we have that, and then we do have a couple. So we do a brown family Christmas tree on the landing. So that's the little space between the first and the second floor.
Yep.
And on that, you're going to see some of Christmas ornaments that have, like, the brown family photos and that. So we call that the brown family Christmas tree. And the Community Foundation actually gave a grant to help with that to kind of re-spruce that area up. So it looks really nice. So make sure you really check that out. And then we also have a couple fun trendy trees this year. We have a Barbie tree. You know, Year of Barbie, of course, was so big. And then we do have a Taylor Swift tree.
Oh, my.
So, I mean, you got to go check them out.
I wonder who made that one. Madison Bowman is involved at all at that?
You know, so I actually did the T-Swift tree.
Oh,
and
you
then
did?
Okay. I did. Yeah, I'm a Swiftie, too. So shout out to all our Swifties here. But and then Shannon Model did the Barbie tree.
Okay.
So definitely go check them out. They're really fun. And then we also have the Scotty Dogs hidden. So if you're familiar with the tours at all and you've been, we have these little black and red checkered Scotty Dogs. So the history on that is the Browns actually used to raise Scotty Dogs and they would sell them. So we you know, saw these out a few years ago, like, this is perfect for the mansion. So we do have on the first and second floor, I want to say like 15 or 16 different little Scotty Dogs hidden. So it's kind of a fun thing for the kids and the adults to find the Scotty Dogs while you're taking a tour through the mansion. So yeah, we just really invite everyone out. A lot of hard work goes into this for really great reason. And I'm telling you, if you've never been, I really encourage you if you've never been, because I think you will be blown away by the quality of this event. I truly think it's one of the most high quality Christmas events in the state, probably multi-states. It is just, if you want to get in the Christmas spirit, that will get you in the Christmas spirit. So.
Well, and people don't realize how many man hours goes into something
yes.
like this.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, the other thing that we talk about on the Brown Mansion is, you know, it's all real. It's not, you know,
yeah.
this is, you know, the Brown's items, you know, mm-hmm. that are in here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very authentic. So being able to access the space and kind of, you know, be able just to wander around and experience it is really, really unique.
It really is. Yeah, we are. It is a, you know, a gym in our community to have that. And so it's fun to show it off. That's what the family wanted. You know, Violet wanted it open to the public. She wanted the public to enjoy it. And it's my favorite time to be at the mansion. So there's no better time to come enjoy it with your friends and family, coworkers. If you are a company out there, I know there is an option for a, I think they call it corporate tour. Or even if you're a family and you're like, look, like, you know, we want to go, but those nights don't work. You know, if you can do a private tour as well. I think that's on the link to book the ticket. So check that out.
So we have tickets available online.
Yes.
And in person at the Dalton Museum, right?
Exactly. Yep. So, yep, that website is coffeevillehistory.com, and that will get you – that's the historical society's website. That will get you to get to the tickets, or in person at the Dalton Defender Museum. They can help you out as well.
Excellent. So. Well, you know, another opportunity Christmas-wise that I know Wyatt, who sometimes comes on and does these updates when Denise is not available, he's also going to be starring in a program that we're putting together. It's a Coffeeville Christmas radio program, and we know Lois Hendricks, who was in her earlier from the library, is also going to be in it, and we're going to be doing this on the 16th of December, so coming up in a few Saturdays here on the 16th, where it's just going to be next, it's coming right now, so it's going to be not this Saturday, but next Saturday, and so that's going to be live from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in the Fellowship Hall, and we're going to be doing two different radio dramas, a production of Armis Brooks and Gunsmoke, and then going to actually be showcasing some local musical talent as well. So we got a small choir coming in, we've got some different musical performances, so that's going to be a real fun time. And the neat thing is, this is all a fundraiser for the Midland Theater.
So that's great.
Really looking forward to that.
That's going to be awesome. I think I love seeing new things starting and happening, so great that you guys are doing that, and thank you for your time on that.
So trying to add in another, you know, Christmas program, something to do for Christmas, since we're really trying to capitalize on that. So, you know, everyone's welcome to attend. So hope you can bring some folks out. We're getting the flyers passed around and that sort of thing. So again, it's going to be on the 16th, 7 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall of St. Paul's Lutheran Church. And it's free to attend. And we got some great sponsors helping out with that. And then, of course, we will be taking some donations too for the Midlands. So we've already raised some money already. We had some sponsors step forward. So that's really exciting to have them a part of it. So good stuff. Well, Sam, I'm really happy you came on by. Hopefully you can make it to the radio drama. Love to have you. And lots of good stuff coming up in the world of Coffeeville's Reawakening.
There is so many good things. So, we can't wait to see you guys all out there at all these wonderful things.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. So go check it out. So, alrighty, Sam. Well, appreciate you coming on by and looking forward to seeing you around town.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
Alrighty. Sam Kudrick here on the Mighty 690 with Coffeeville's Reawakening. And we're just a few minutes away from Open Line getting started in a couple. 49 degrees right now in Coffeeville.